This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's the main event.
And it is a triple threat match for the NLW heavyweight title belt.
I think he pushed this one.
Your referee for this match, Mr. Matt Shaw.
Now use it like a camera.
Introducing first. Weighing in at 246 pounds from Andover, Minnesota, the creator of chaos, Jason Gray.
And we're back.
Thanks for an intro. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do there, but we're just going to start right there.
Yeah, you know, we don't fuck around here and
outrageous entrance
stuff.
Signals the start of the show. Welcome to Twin Cities Double Up, a podcast so nice you're going to want to listen to it twice. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me today, I'm so happy to finally have on the show, is Mr. Bully Brand Dustin.
Hey, let's go. We're broadcasting live here from the NLW show, Northern Lights Wrestling, where we're about to see Jason Rage get pwned.
Me.
Or is he going to win?
I think you missed.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I mean, Diesel.
Belt.
Oh, win the belt. Yeah, pwned. Yeah, you know, I don't know, but we're gonna see what happens
Diesel
here.
Yeah.
Well, I make merchandise for people, so I'm kind of obligated. If I want to keep them buying from me, I have to, give it stuff. But I
that's
mean,
just good business. I can't criticize you know. That. Do you make anything for Pork Chop?
No, Pork Chop, I think his mom makes that stuff. If you look over there, you'll see his lovely mother and his father somewhere around here. That guy ain't gonna, hate on his stuff whatsoever because his merchandise is pretty cool. You can find him with a Pork Chop frickin' barbecue thing, which, by the way, we'll have one coming soon this summer. Thank you, Pork Chop, for the LDL, the ideas. We just have to modify and recreate into something beautiful.
Improved is what we call it.
Right, new and improved. You know?
We have new and improved ideas. What can we look forward to with Bully Brand next year?
Next year, we're doing a lot of stuff. Not quite sure what it is. A lot of people, think that I plan that far ahead. It doesn't really happen like that.
March 21st through the 23rd.
Oh, March 21st through the 23rd. As we're gonna have another Infusion Expo, another tattoo convention at Danbury Casino, St. Croix Casino. Shout out.
That's incredible.
We even got some actual semi-famous talent coming in there. Gentleman by the name of Sten Jody. Some of you know him as Punkin' Lusty or Bear's Dad from the Reservation Dogs from Hulu
Smash
and FX.
On FX.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. And what's he going to be doing out there?
He's going to be tattooing. He's going to be doing a meet and greet. And if you're lucky and you show up, he may be gracing the stage. That's not confirmed or anything like that. But, magic happens at Infusion Expos. That's what we do. We make people feel welcome and help these people live their dreams, win some awards.
So for those of you who want to get out there and meet him and book a tattoo with him, what do they got to do?
They just got to hit up. Go to our Instagram. Infusion Expos has its own Instagram, has its own Facebook page. Sten has done a lot of promotion on there, gratefully. Grateful for that, He's got a promotional video out right now, so if you go to the Facebook for the Infusion Expo, you can watch it. It's got all of his booking information. At first, he was just going to have a sign-up sheet for people, but the demand was so high that he's actually taking pre-bookings with a $100 deposit. You just hit him up and let him know what date you're looking for, because he's currently on a tattoo tour.
Wow, okay. Sounds like you got they're filling up quick. Get your spot now.
Hey, what do you think of this referee? Look at that. That's funny. He just threw him, hit him in the face.
What do I think of this referee?
Yeah, the referee, you know, this Matt Shaw kind of guy.
Do you know he has been on the podcast, actually?
Oh, no. Well, no, I'm sure I've seen the posts and whatnot.
Did you know I forgot that he was on the podcast?
I bet I do now.
That was very uncomfortable. Yeah. No, I went and complimented
him. He's like, who's that referee? And he's like, oh,
he wasn't
a
referee. The problem was he wasn't in ref gear. It's not my fault.
Oh, gotcha. So basically you're breaking his kayfabe right now because he's refereeing, but you're telling me that he's not actually a referee. He's a wrestler, too?
That was a joke, of course, people. We're going to keep going on this one. All right, we're going to do this fight. We got
Listen
Shane
to
Diesel
them chants
the
of Diesel. Diesel. Oh, with a little chop from Pork Chop. A little action from Jason Rage.
Not a bad move for the two of them to team up right away to wear the big guy down. Oh, you heard that one. I love when you can hear the chop. Yeah. That's another one. Do you hear these chops, people?
Wow.
Live wrestling right now. As we're sitting and listening to the background of the chops.
Chop,
we have another
chop.
Special guest here right now.
Special guest.
I love that. Can we get that soundbite, dude?
We can. It's special guest.
I'm totally going to use that.
Right. I do a lot of weird stuff, too. Listen to this. Eric.
Man, that was good.
Eric.
I'm just going to sit with you one day.
I can do it. I do all sorts
of sound
effects.
Did you see how much the ring just moved?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that
Gene Gadeski told me that earlier in the flyweight matches, he says, what do you think about the safety of the ring now? I said, once you get some actual meat in there, we'll talk.
That's insane. I got distracted. I was trying to introduce one of the vendors who's going to be at Infusion.
Vendor.
We decided to bring out to the show. Anyone looking to sign up for any of those spots, come on to a wrestling show. You might find Billy Brand out here, and we can hook you up with a sweet deal. But we got Tara from CTH. Tara, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Tara from CTH Massage.
Excellent. And what does CTH stand for? Oh, she's rejecting the earphone. I don't know if she's done this before. Hold your mic closer, Miss Expert. Anyways, so where are you located?
I am located in Bloomington, Minnesota.
Bloomington, Minnesota. And if they want to book a massage with you, what do they have to do? Oh, someone needs the headphones, doesn't she? She just leaned forward and said, say that again, after rejecting the nice gesture when Dustin gave her the headphones. Unbelievable. We'll wait.
That's way better.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to ask. I don't even remember the question. Oh, what do people have to do if they'd like to book a massage with you?
So they can go to my website or Google me, CTH Massage. I'm going to be setting up messaging.
Excellent. All right, what kind of massages do you offer?
I offer everything from relaxation to the deepest of the deep and therapeutic massage and injury recovery.
All right, if I were to ask what sets you apart from every other masseuse, go.
It would have to be my ability to customize the massage to my client and the ability to gauge where people's problem areas are and find them.
Now, people, I totally teed that question up because I did get the opportunity. She was nice enough to give me a free massage, and I'm not kidding when I said I don't really like massage to start with. It was the best massage I ever had because she did just that. She kept working through and would find weird little knots, get them out, and it didn't even hurt. And I'm a huge baby.
Well, I'm glad it didn't hurt, but...
No, I appreciate that. You did a great job there. Okay, again, we're going to do a quick plug for it. Give a little spiel. What? We're going to do a filler question here. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Damn it, you asked that way too quickly. Okay. Anywho, what's the address you're located at?
7989 Southtown Drive. I'm located inside of my salon suite.
And what's the phone number they can hit you up at?
612-987-3464.
All right, you heard it, people. CTH. Hopefully I can edit out those pauses in the middle, otherwise we're just going to roll. And Dustin's walked away, so actually you're going to be doing commentary with me for the rest of this now.
Oh, goody.
Interestingly enough, is this your first wrestling match?
Yeah, it is.
And what do you think?
I like it. I like the vibe. I like the energy, and I'm enjoying the show.
Isn't it cool?
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect it to be like this?
No, I didn't actually.
Be honest. How impressed are you with the talent?
Really impressed.
When
actually.
I told you we were going to bring you out to an American Legion
yeah.
to watch wrestling,
right?
What did you think? Free wrestling?
Basically,
better be free booze, right? Now, this Shea Diesel guy is a wrecking ball. Look at this guy.
It's been fun,
though. Well, there it is, people. I'd say that to everyone. I think you got to come out to one of these shows and just check it out. Just one time. They're not even expensive. It's like $20. Can you attest? One time, come out. And when you're bored on the weekend, there's one going on somewhere around town. Pop on out. They're always serving booze. Jeez, you hear that?
Gotta sting.
Really, those chops are unbelievable. All right, who do you got in this fight?
Jason Reed, of course.
Of course, right? As a loyal podcast listener,
yes.
Did we sway you?
100%.
Oh my gosh, it worked. Oh, going for the steal. This is a pretty solid strategy I've learned in the three-man match. That's actually hilarious. I love this. Goodness. One of them's got a tire out.
I don't think it's going to be Jason.
I don't know if he gets tired. I don't think he's human half the time. Yeah, he was a character. Shooting the promo videos with him, my goodness.
Yeah, it looked like you guys had a good time.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in the match. Yeah, I wouldn't have trusted Rage either. He just gave Pork Chop a nice blow to the face. Now they're exchanging. Diesel's on the ground. This is making me happy. I hope he's hurt. Actually, I really don't. I think Shay's actually a really nice guy.
That's irrelevant in the ring, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I shouldn't say that. I keep breaking walls everywhere. Yikes! That's a good clothesline.
That's pretty high. That's a high leg.
Hmm? Rage has some flexibility. Isn't he far more agile than you'd think?
Well, from a massage therapist standpoint.
Yeah, actually, okay.
Yeah, it really
All right.
is.
Let's check out these wrestlers. Let's check out the crap they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What parts of their body would you focus the most on?
Shoulders, hips, low yeah. back, glutes, and quads and hamstrings.
Sure.
100%.
Sure. Well, that's a good plug. Any wrestlers in the industry, which are sadly the majority of my fans. most of which are just the ones that have been in my show. Anyways, but anyone listening, yeah, reach out to Tara up in Bloomington. Get the best massage of your life.
Gotta come catch these hands.
Let's catch these hands and come out to Ink Fusion. See her live. In the meantime, watch Rage on his warpath. Jeez, this is some hard slapping. Pretty good just to listen on the mic, isn't that crazy? The men are just going in a circle now, slapping each other, chopping.
Slap best, I like it.
Chopping. I shouldn't have said slapping. I just made him. I'm going to be run out of the industry. It's called a chop. Oh, big whiff by Diesel. I don't know. I think it can go either Diesel, or I mean, it could go Pork Chop or Rager at this point.
It's going to be Rage. You know what it is. That's Rage.
I like to think so. Oh, right in the beanbag. Diesel's rolling out of the ring. Uh-oh. Gotta watch the Pork Chop. Uh-oh, masked man entering the ring. Free hugs. Oh, it's not Eric only. Who on earth could be? Oh, man. Pork Chop is staring down a masked pig right now. This is insane. Matthias! Oh, my. Oh, I knew he was going to come out. Yeah, Matthias has a bone to pick with this industry right now. He didn't get his title shot. He's pissed. That's a pretty good move to come on that pig face. All right, Matthias. Well done. Well done. I like you now. All right, is Rager going to go for the pin? Hold on. Three! Did Rager just take it? Oh, my Buddha!
I think it is.
Did Rager just take it?
Nice.
What? Oh, my Buddha!
Jason! Jack.
Oh! This is my night! Rager! Taking the title. What a way to go out. That was crazy. Matthias came in. Oh, Shea Diesel is pissed. There's going to be a rematch brewing on this one. Unbelievable. Rager. Oh, my goodness. I hope he comes over here after. He'll come over.
Of course he will.
I know he will. Oh, my God. Ah, what a moment for the Rage Man.
Love that.
I'm so happy for him. He earned it. And I had him on the podcast last weekend. Jeez. Hey, for anyone listening, proof is in the pudding. You come on my podcast next weekend, you win a championship belt.
Exactly.
Right? And look at that. Terry here became a Jason Rage fan just from listening to the podcast. That's marketing, people. Oh, is Rage going to have some words in the ring? Come on, give the man a mic. Whoa. What's that? Uh-oh, D's is pissed. Hold on. Everybody listen up.
Jason Rage, you think after all we've been through, you can win my belt at my promotion in front of my people?
Yeah!
Without even my shoulders being... Get this guy out. Without my shoulders being down? Yeah. Enjoy your couple of months as a champion, because as soon as we go back to Concord Lanes, I need my rematch.
Congratulations to our new NLW champion. Shane Diesel, you set this match in motion last month. You're the one that rolled the dice and asked for a three-way. So, yes, February 7th, Concord Lanes in South St. Paul, you get your rematch one-on-one with Jason Rage. Also, Matthias, you get one-on-one with Pork Chop in a number one contenders match. Somebody slap that idiot in the orange hat. Shane Diesel, you've got a month and a half to get ready for the 7th. But everybody in on at the Arcade American Legion, give it up for our new heavyweight champion, Jason Gray!
And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for tonight's show. Thank you so much, each and every one of you, for coming out tonight at the Arcade Panel of American Legion. February 2nd, Concord Lanes, and we will be back right here, March 29th. Until then, have a fantastic holiday. Drive safe. We'll see you next year. Take care, good night, and God bless.
Oh, and you saw people. Rage just won the title. Woo! He's going to come over here, I think, at top. Once again, he only signaled it with his hand in true Jason Rage style. That signals the start of the show. Welcome to Twin Cities Double Up, the podcast so nice you want to listen to it twice. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me is the new NLW champ, Jason Rage. Hey, you got something new on your belt, huh? What's this?
Yeah, I think I'm still in shock, man. I'm having a hard time adjusting to such accomplishment of winning the NLW heavyweight title, man. It feels surreal.
It looks like you left a little bit of yourself out there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just your calling card every time you enter the ring?
Little piece of me dies in the ring every single time,
I feel like
time,
I've
man.
Never interviewed without blood on your face. Even when you came over last Saturday. What was that? I'm just kidding. He didn't have blood in his face.
You never know. You never know where blood is hidden outside of my body.
Yikes, you psycho.
I know, man.
Well, that was an exciting fight, okay? I liked yours and Porkchop's strategy to try and wear down the big guy right away. And then coming in at the end there, taking the title.
Yep, I'm all about taking advantage of any opportunity that presents itself. Just like I did when I got introduced to this match. It's all about it's about winning the title at the end of the day. I'm not too concerned all the time with how it gets done.
I think Shea Diesel was a little concerned.
And Shea Diesel has his rematch, February 7th.
February 7th? Where's that going to be at?
It's going to be right here in St. Paul.
Yes. All right, people. February 7th, we got the rematch. I'm actually really, really looking excited for that. I said looking excited for that. That's not a sentence. How's
proper
Rage
grammar is not exactly the most important thing right now. The fact that I'm the NLW heavyweight champion is, man.
Damn, what a save. You're the best. This is why Rage is the best. So, Rage, what are we looking at this year, okay? You're ending 2024 as a champion, right?
Yes, sir.
What's 2025 now?
2025 is going to be the
how many more belts?
How many ever I can get my hands on.
Yeah? How many opponents this year?
How many total?
Yeah. How many are going for?
We're talking triple digits, man.
Oh, my gosh. I would love it. Rage, you're getting excited.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You got a new energy with that belt around you? Are you going to sleep in it tonight?
The shower. I'm going to take a shower with this thing. I'm going to walk around covering my genitals with this belt.
Yeah.
So watch out, downtown Minneapolis. The Rager's coming tonight.
Yeah. Now, I assume you're walking around your apartment shower. Naked. I don't know how that works. But I love it, buddy. Do you shower outside a lot?
I shower with the other wild animals, man.
You're my favorite.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Unbelievable, Rager. You are so good, dude. Everything you do, we love, we promote. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
I think you got a ton of fans out here still that are looking to get some autographs. So you got to go mingle with the people, man. Don't get too big on us. When are you coming back to the show? As soon as
we can, man.
Yeah, that's a good answer. All right, cool. Peace, brother.
Peace, man.
Be good. Later.